Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, June 13th, 2025. Let's jump into today's top stories, which shed light on our consumer behavior, the influence of social media in finance, and hefty disclosures in insurance. First up, a key ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. Auto & General's decision to reject a motor policyholder's claim was upheld due to non-disclosure of essential information. Caught in an accident last year, the claimant did not reveal a good behavior bond linked to a driving offense from 3 years ago during the policy's procurement. While the claimant pointed to ADHD and dyscalculia as reasons for the oversight, the authority found evidence proving his awareness of the bond. The insurer contended that full disclosure would have led to policy rejection, given the claimant's age below 25 and maximum demerit point status, categorizing him as an undue risk. The critical takeaway? Complete honesty with insurers is non-negotiable, disabilities notwithstanding. Now, turning towards the impact of social media on financial advice, the ASIC is taking a more proactive stance. 18 social media finfluencers who are dishing out unlicensed financial advice online have been issued warnings. This crackdown targets the alarming trend of promoting high-risk financial products like derivatives without the requisite permits, breaching the Corporations Act. The influencers are now required to declare how they plan to comply with regulations or risk further punitive measures. This action is part of a broader global week of action against unlawful finfluencers, aiming to align with international counterparts in managing the risky interplay of finance and influencer marketing. Regulators from the United Kingdom, Canada, the United Arab Emirates, and Hong Kong are undertaking similar steps to curb such practices. Always remember, before taking financial advice online, verify their credentials using official registers. In surprising economic news, Australian households are tightening their purse strings despite witnessing income growth. The latest national accounts from the Australian Bureau of Statistics have pointed to a steady decline in real home consumption per capita for 7 consecutive quarters, despite household incomes ticking up 1.8% over the past year. Consequently, the savings rate soared to a 3-year high of 5.2% in the early months of this year. This cautious behavior may point to worries about economic stability and could potentially impact growth in sectors such as retail and hospitality. Lastly, caution to the wind from Mark Burris, executive chairman of Yellow Brick Road Home Loans, on the upcoming superannuation tax changes reportedly proposed by Australia's Labor government. Starting in July, the changes are expected to double taxes from 15% to 30% on super balances exceeding $3 million. Although it appears to affect a limited demographic now, Burris warns of potential future pressures on young workers due to the lack of inflation indexing. Former Prime Minister Paul Keating and other industry figures joined Burris in expressing concerns about dwindling faith in the superannuation system. If passed with the support of the Greens, the legislation will also affect 10,000 Australians on defined benefit pensions, taking a toll on the financial safeguards for future retirees. That wraps up our financial services news for today. Don't forget to visit the website financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates and stories. I'm Paige Estrotori, and remember, economic wisdom, like most things in life, is your key to financial well-being. Stay informed, stay ahead.